95.1 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Japan's dropped its highest level tsunami alert after a series of major earthquakes. People shaken in cars, train stations, and stores. Professor Jeffrey Hall at Kanda University.
I could feel heavy shaking about 2 minutes long, and I could tell, even though it wasn't near me, that this was a big earthquake.
Officials warning waves could still be deadly. A pre-pandemic era celebration and a threat mark the new year in North Korea. Kim Jong-un vows his military.
After a disheartening loss to Northwestern, it was fair to wonder whether the season was on the verge of being done by late November. Then, with back-to-back rivalry games on the schedule, the Badgers stepped up. First, they outlasted Nebraska in overtime, coming back from an early 14-0 deficit and grinding out a win on senior night. The following week, they made the trip to Minneapolis and returned home with Paul Bunyan's axe. Braylon Allen's final appearance in a Wisconsin uniform was one to remember, as he ran for 165 yards and 2 touchdowns, the second score giving his team the lead for good.
50-yard run from Braylon Allen. 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Mordecai gets it to Braylon again. Up the middle, touchdown, Wisconsin! Brought to you by Braylon Allen, and the Badgers take the lead.
Since that final Saturday in November, the team's makeup has changed. Quite simply, it's just the way of the world in college football. Yet there is a bowl game today, a chance for Luke Fickell's Badgers to end the season with a 3-game winning streak, a chance for some to conclude their college careers on a high note, and for some young players, an opportunity to show what they can do. From Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the LSU Tigers. Happy New Year! The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone.
The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10-10, 10-10,
10-5.
Touchdown! Wisconsin! And the Badgers win it!
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome to beautiful Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. I'm Mike Heller. The ReliaQuest Bowl kicks off in about 2 hours' time. Matt LePay is to my left. Let's get you started. Wisconsin is back in its bowl. It's home away from home for bowl games, it seems. For the 6th time, Wisconsin is playing a bowl game in Tampa. The last time the Badgers were here, it was a Barry Alvarez game stepping out of the AD's office to lead Wisconsin to an overtime win over Auburn. It's also the last time Wisconsin squared off against an SEC team in a bowl game. Both teams, Wisconsin and LSU, would be without a number of key players, none more significant than Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels, who opted out to enter the NFL draft. The Badgers, with more than a handful of frontline players as well, headlined by Braylon Allen, who has opted out, and Matt LePay steps in. And that's been much of the talk of this bowl season, the non-playoff bowl season, is that the system right now is sprained, if not broken, with all of the players opting out, whether it's a transfer portal or always the opportunity to go to the NFL. But the transfer portal has really changed things.
Yeah, it has. I mean, people were opting out of bowl games pre-portal era, but it's, you know, that certainly that hasn't slowed down. And with the portal era now underway, you have And Luke Fickell mentioned this in the locker room after the Minnesota game. He said, you know, take your time, guys. Probably the last time we're going to be together as a group like this. And sure enough, you've got nine from the two deep at Wisconsin who are either leaving early to get ready for the draft or are in the portal, and many of whom have landed at other schools here in the last couple of weeks. It's a weird dynamic, Mike, because it is, the system is at best seriously cracked.
Yeah.
But people are still watching these bowl games. Ohio State and Missouri had 9.5 million viewers for a game with no national title implications, with some guys with Ohio State not playing in the game who are key contributors, and you could keep going. Florida State had a lot of opt-outs or guys in the portal, and everybody's making a judgment that they shouldn't have been in the playoff. That's kind of an uninformed take because the team is much different than the one that last played. So it is. There needs to be a better method with this. I mean, if you move the portal, do you eliminate the early signing period for high school players? I think Northern coaches would not be crazy about that. But it's just, there's so much coming and going right now where coaches that are in bowl games trying to figure out who's available for you and then who's going to be available for the team that you're playing. It makes for a pretty crazy month.
Kirby Smart used his post game after their thumping of Florida State to essentially opine about this. And Luke Fickell, in your conversations with him and my conversation with him earlier this week, he's not shied away from saying this is broken and can't continue.
Yeah, it's not sustainable with everything that is going on right now. And then you could throw NIL in there as well. I just don't think it is a sustainable model. And I say that, I'm all for players having freedom of movement. I am all for players capitalizing on name, image, and likeness. That is perfectly fair. But the window of the movement of the portal windows, it's, you know, there's another 15-day window from the middle of April to the end of April.
Yeah.
This tomorrow, at the end of the day tomorrow, closes the 30-day first window where players can move. And it's just it's a head-scratching way of going about things. I'm always baffled, Mike, and amazed, really, that the sport remains extremely popular in spite of those who are cracking it.
Sure. Yeah.
But it is still the second most popular sport out there, college football.
Clarifying, tomorrow's the last day you can enter the portal, correct?
It's the last day you can land. Last day you can land, you know, from school A to school B, and then you could declare anytime.
Sure.
But then the next, you know, landing spot window is April 15th through April 30th. So after that, you know, we'll see this with Wisconsin. After the game today, it's still January 1. And whether, you know, what are players going to do to maybe feel like there are some better opportunities elsewhere? I mean, there's going to be, Jesse Temple's going to be a busy guy probably in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Matt, on the field today, let's talk about what's the biggest difference for Wisconsin. I think it would start with Braylon Allen on offense and Nochim Dike. Those are the two most significant offensively.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. I'm curious to see how much someone like a Tretch Kekahuna is going to factor in. You know, Will Pauling has had a really nice year as a slot receiver. Tretch is going to be behind him. Quincy Burroughs, he has two catches, both in the Nebraska game, but he has a kind of frame that is really intriguing. He's just a redshirt freshman. So this is, you know, these bowl season deals in the past used to be about developmental practices. Well, it's still that, but you're going to see some younger guys whose roles might be bigger in a game like this. And Kurt Neal on the defensive line. So I'm not really sure, Mike, if I call these games a springboard into the 2024 season. I guess it depends on who has the sizable day. If it is those younger guys, then you're like, all right, there's something to look forward to. But I think we fall into this cliche in sports, like, well, this will be the springboard in the 2024. It might be, but it's not a lock that it will be.
When Wisconsin's on defense, this is an LSU team that they have a Heisman Trophy winner quarterback, but he's standing on the sideline today. He will not play, Jaden Daniels. They have hung a half a hundred offensively in many of their games this year. How much different are they, and what's the biggest challenge for Wisconsin's defense?
Well, I think the biggest difference, just beyond the obvious of Daniels' raw talent, his ability to run. He rushed for 1,100 yards, about 8.5 every time he pulled the ball down and ran with it. So that dimension doesn't appear to be there. There isn't anything with Garrett Nussmeier in his time as quarterback, and this will be his first career start, that suggests that he's a dangerous runner, but I still hedge that a little bit, thinking he still might move around a little in this game, but he still has a ton of weapons. Most of their frontline guys are going to play. For how long, we'll find out. But you got Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas. That's as good a tandem of receivers as you'll have in college football. Malik Nabers, many people will tell you, is the best wide receiver out there not named Marvin Harrison. And I bet you there are some in SEC country who'd say he probably is as good. He's the best out there. He's outstanding. Their running back room is deep. There isn't a 1,000-yard rusher. But out of the position, they get a lot done. And their offensive line, Mike, it was considered one of the best in the country, as one of those finalists for the Joe Moore Award for the best O-line in college football. Washington's group ended up winning that, but LSU was very much in the conversation. So you mentioned they're half 100. They average 46 points a game. The next highest offense that Wisconsin has faced to date was Washington State at 31.7.
Well, and then I'll leave you with these two thoughts. One, Wisconsin has been very good in bowl games. And a lot of people would say, well, they put more emphasis on it. I don't know if that's the case or not. It could be anecdotal. But what we've learned so far in the bowl season is you don't know what to expect. Penn State, you couldn't tell that was going to happen. Ohio State offensively was a shell of themselves, especially after an early injury. Is there a way to expect something today?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think trying to expect anything is dangerous at best. I do think, as you mentioned, you know, historically, and I guess when I say historically, we're talking the last 30 years since Wisconsin has been a bowl regular. Matchups have been good in many cases, but I think they have been a motivated team. But we're in a new era now. I mean, yeah. You've got some young guys who are auditioning. You have some other guys who might know in their heart and in their heads this is the last time they're going to be playing here, even though their college career isn't done. So it's a fascinating dynamic. On paper, this is a really, really tough matchup for Wisconsin. But both sides, we'll see how motivated these guys are. Wisconsin better be, because if not, it's going to be a long day.
Very good. Matt, Happy New Year. He'll step back in just a little bit alongside of Mark Tauscher. Patrick Herb will be on the sideline. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. When we come back, we'll check in on the LSU Tigers with their radio voice, Chris Blair. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
the Wash Shop, we believe the good old days of car care are here to stay. We provide a quality car wash that not only cleans your vehicle, but brings a little joy and happiness to your day. Don't let winter snow and salt take a toll on your vehicle. Keep it shining bright by becoming a Wash Shop Unlimited member for as little as $19.99 a month. Yes, unlimited washes, even during our harsh Wisconsin winters. Every wash comes with our signature hand towel finish, so you drive through happy. Protect your investment at the Wash Shop, where clean cars mean happy customers. Experience the difference at 3829 Douglas Avenue. The Wash Shop, a smile with every wash. Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and the other location on 76 in Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Happy New Year as we continue with the pregame show. Just after 11 o'clock is the Madison time for kickoff today against LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Brian Kelly in his second year at the helm in Baton Rouge. Tigers were fifth-ranked team in the country when the season began. Losses to Florida State in the opener, later losses at Ole Miss and at Alabama derailed playoff hopes for LSU. And despite the Heisman Trophy campaign from Jaden Daniels, he won't play today. The Tigers' season is less than the LSU faithful had hoped for, which is hard to say. Chris Blair jumps in. He's the voice of the Tigers. This is an offense that averages 46 points per game. Those one neutral site, which was essentially a road game to open the season, and then two road losses at Ole Miss and Alabama took away what many had hoped would be more. Right?
Yeah. First off, Happy New Year, Mike, to you and your crew. And it is great to be here and to play another football game. But I think you're right. I think, you know, the expectations when you win the SEC West in year one, and Coach Brian Kelly knew that the bar had been moved very quickly. But, you know, I think he's done a very good job because, frankly, when he took over, they played a bowl game with 36 scholarship players. So they almost had to come in, raise the building, so to speak, and then build a foundation and build it back up. And I think he's done an incredible job, not only himself, but his staff, in kind of getting the buy-in of this team. And, you know, I think that's outside of Jaden Daniels, who wins the Heisman Trophy. You're pretty much at full strength going into this game. And, you know, after that loss at Alabama, which, again, totally took a lot of things off the table, Coach Kelly immediately said, you know what, we have a chance to win 10 games in back-to-back seasons, which hasn't been done but 18 times in LSU's long-storied history. So there was something to get fired up for. And I think this team, for the most part, by the participation you'll see today, has bought in.
Chris, how different is this offense, or do we not know, from Jaden Daniels to Garrett Nussmeier?
Well, I think it's different, but the truth is we don't know. I mean, they're two different style quarterbacks. They have two different skill sets. I think the biggest concern you have is, you know, Garrett's got 16, 17 games of experience. This will be his first start. The good news is, you know, after the Heisman ceremony, that Jaden made that decision, and I think he did that to help the team and Garrett.
Sure.
To be able to get in and then make it his offense going into this game. But, you know, Jaden Daniels was the leading rusher on this team. We've got a talented group of running backs, but Jaden was the guy that got it done on the ground as well as through the air. That's not what Garrett does. But now he's got a good group around him. Again, having Malik Nabers play in today's game, Brian Thomas Jr. play in today's game, Kyron Lacy playing in this game, Mason Taylor, the tight end. He's going to have plenty of weapons around him. The biggest question mark for Garrett will be his decision-making. He can make all the throws, and if his offensive line, which again is intact for today's game, can give him time, he can get the ball to receivers. He just has to wait till they're open.
Because they're going to be so different a year ago, LSU is going to be so different a year from now. Is Nussmeier is he next? Or will he have competition when 2024 rolls around?
Well, A.J. Swan announced he's going to transfer in, and I think that's twofold. One, because LSU needed somebody to push Garrett Nussmeier in spring football to have a competition. Now, Ricky Collins is on the team. He's available today. He's a true freshman. But they like to have more competition in the quarterback room, and I think Swan will provide that. But, you know, Coach Kelly said earlier this week that right now the keys to this offense have been handed to Garrett for the foreseeable future. So I think it's his job to lose.
Chris, this has been a fun series. We had a season opener in Houston a while back, and then the game at Lambeau Field. Both games very competitive and a ton of fun. I don't know what today yields, but there's a little history between the two programs.
Yeah, it's amazing when you look at there's only been four matchups between these two storied programs. Yeah. And as you mentioned, they've been pretty good games. The last one was actually my first game calling LSU football.
Oh, is that
in
right?
2016 at Lambeau Field. Which, you know, again, it was a competitive game. I don't say it was the prettiest game by any standard.
Right, right.
But it was very competitive. And, you know, that's all you're hoping for. In this day and age of college football, when you get to these games outside of the college football playoff, you're just hoping for competitive games. There's been a few this bowl season, and there's been a few not so much.
By the way, what a way to debut all those years ago at Lambeau Field in Green Bay for LSU. Last thought is, do you have expectations? I was just talking to Matt LaPay, our voice, about he said it's dangerous to have an expectation because the bowl games have looked so dramatically different.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, I think there are – a ton of question marks. It's nice, I think, for LSU that you have so many guys that will play today, that you do have history and they've done the work. But it's a big combination change when you look at what Jaden Daniels did offensively. Yeah. I mean, the number of yards passing, the number of yards rushing, as I mentioned. I mean, he was the LSU offense, which, as you pointed out, was one of the tops in the country for most of the season. He's a big part of that. So without it, you know, you wonder what the other guys do. You wonder about the chemistry. You wonder about the communication. I think that's the biggest question mark. And secondly, I think defensively, a team that has struggled mightily. They've been maligned much of the year, this defensive unit, and deservedly so. I think there's question marks that about 4 weeks ago, or last 4 weeks of the season, they went to the younger guys and said, all right, we're just going to put in true freshmen and see what they can do. They've been learning on the job. I think they come into the game with a chip on their shoulder, and they want to get some momentum going into spring football.
Chris, again, Happy New Year. Thanks for spending a little time with us. Enjoy the holiday and all of 2024.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
Chris Blair joining us as we get ready for Wisconsin and LSU. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten and how they've fared in bowl games so far. We'll also check in on our Badgers in the NFL. And next, we'll hear from UW Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
It's the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Don't miss your chance to get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. So hurry in to your local Ford dealer today during the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you and go Badgers!
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils. Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. and on the Civic Media app.
Robert Hack Diamonds sells lab-grown diamonds for crazy low prices. The price on these diamonds has dropped to where Robert Hack Diamonds can sell 1 carat for $5.99. Yes, you heard me right. Get a 1 carat diamond at Robert Hack Diamonds for $5.99. Time to buy yourself a new pair of diamond studs. How about the diamond solitaire pendant? With prices these low, why not get 2 or 3 carat single diamond? Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and in Greenfield, 76 and Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Pre-game show continues. Time now for our Minutes with Mac, our conversation with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, presented by Evans Transportation. You have said it. Your coach here, Barry Alvarez, said it. All bowls are good, especially New Year's Day bowls in Florida. Congrats for what this team has been able to do, winning those last two games. It's never a bad thing to be on the Gulf Coast of Florida on New Year's Day, is it?
It's not. It isn't. And you know, just a huge kudos to Coach Fickell and to this team for, you know, when faced with a bunch of adversity, responding to it and finishing the season in a way that allows us to be in the position that we are today. At the ReliQuest Bowl on New Year's Day in Florida, facing an LSU opponent that's a fantastic opponent, will be a great challenge for us. And we've had epic battles with this team in the recent past, and I'm sure today we'll live up to that.
Yeah, final thought here. I mean, there's always all the talk going in, who's going to play, who isn't going to play, and all that, and I get that. That's the world we're in. But it's the Big Ten and the SEC. That's kind of fun on New Year's Day or any day, isn't it?
It is, and you know, there's a lot of pride that players for a lot of years put into a matchup like this, and you know, it's bragging rights, and you can't ever take those for granted, but today should be a special game.
All right, that's Chris McIntosh, and that is our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Latsamonza Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or a supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know, high standards are the precedent. Sack of Brewpub Latsamonza Pizza today from your local grocery store. When we come back, we'll check on our Badgers in the NFL as they come to the final week of their season. And later, we'll talk with the transfer portal, about the transfer portal, rather, with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Danny's Meats and Catering is continuing their renowned culinary excellence. Welcome to Hickory Hall, where celebrations sparkle and memories shine. It's their passion to deliver a celebration that exemplifies class, style, and grace. Weddings, corporate events, celebrations of life, and more. The staff will ensure every detail is flawlessly executed, so you're free to savor every moment. Plan your unforgettable event with Hickory Hall, served by Danny's Meats and Catering. Easy to get to from anywhere on Douglas Avenue, Racine. Visit cateringbydannys.com.
Once again, we wish you a happy new year from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Wisconsin and LSU will kick off just after 11 a.m. Should be mostly sunny, although right now it's pretty cloudy and about 70 degrees during the game right now in the low 60s. The Badgers will be without a number of players who are preparing for the NFL Combine and their dream to play on Sundays. Now it's time to check in on former Badgers who have realized that dream already. Time to check in on Badgers in the NFL. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt. Through 16 weeks, Watt ranked first in the NFL with 16 sacks, tied for first with 33 quarterback hits, and tied for fourth place with four forced fumbles. The linebacker has had another spectacular season in Pittsburgh, filled with highlights like this fumble recovery and touchdown week two versus the Browns.
Neil Sherman blitz, here he comes. Pressure ball.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN, Watt is once again a Defensive Player of the Year candidate this season. Over in Denver, quarterback Russell Wilson had a resurgent 2023 campaign, producing 3,070 passing yards and 28 touchdowns through 15 games, but head coach Sean Payton announced that he'd be sent to the bench for the team's final two contests.
I can't replace the entire offensive line. I can't bring in five new receivers, and if it continues over a period of time, then there'll be another guy here talking to you as well. This is something that, you know, these are difficult decisions.
The Broncos entered week 16 with a 7-8 record, and the head coach felt it was time to move on to backup Jarrett Stidham. On a more positive note, arguably the most impressive moment of the year for a former Badger came from running back Dare Ogunbowale, who had to step in to serve as the Texans' place kicker in week 9 after their starter Kyeemi Fairbairn got hurt, making this 29-yard field goal to give them a 33-30 lead in the fourth quarter.
Ogunbowale, 7-year NFL veteran, normally a running back. The field goal attempt is good! Houston leads!
The call courtesy of CBS, Houston won the game 39-37 over Tampa Bay, and Ogunbowale's kick will forever be legendary. Lastly, stepping into a more significant role with the Cowboys in year two, tight end Jake Ferguson has put together an impressive sophomore campaign, corralling 61 catches for 659 yards and five touchdowns, including this 18-yard score in week 7 versus the Rams.
Prescott going end zone, caught for the touchdown, Ferguson.
Call courtesy of Fox, Ferguson appears to be a budding star in Mike McCarthy's offense in Dallas. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. And when we come back, we'll check on the bowl game schedule. There are more to come yet today, including those involved from the Big Ten. And we'll include the college playoff in that conversation, playing later today as those, as well as those who have already played. We'll get to those in a minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Don't miss your chance to get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. So hurry in to your local Ford dealer today during the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event. Christmas.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We continue on the Badger pregame show from the ReliaQuest Bowl at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Currently 62 degrees and overcast, looking for a high touching 70 degrees today. Later today in the first of two college football playoff semifinals, unbeaten and number one ranked Michigan will meet Alabama in the Rose Bowl. That game kicks at 4 o'clock. The second semifinal is tonight in the Sugar Bowl. Number two Washington taking on number three Texas. That one is scheduled for 7:45. Northwestern, now let's get on to Big Ten schools. Northwestern, 8-5. They beat Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl 14-7. Minnesota beat Bowling Green 30-24 in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. Rutgers finished 7-6 with a 31-24 win over Miami at Yankee Stadium in the Pinstripe Bowl. Now, in the Cotton Bowl, not so good. Ohio State had their starting quarterback for the regular season transfer to Syracuse. Then Devin Brown, who filled in, got hurt early in the game. Ohio State managed just 3 points, got beat by number nine Missouri 14-3. The Buckeyes finish at 11-2. And Ryan Day is facing some catcalls in Columbus. In the Peach Bowl, number 10, Penn State was ousted by Ole Miss 38-25 in a battle of number 10 Nittany Lions, number 11 Ole Miss, and Penn State finishes their year at 10-3. In the Music City Bowl, Maryland put it on Auburn 31-13. The Terrapins finished their year at 8-5. When we come back, we'll go down and visit with Jesse Temple a little bit later. We'll talk with Patrick Herb, who will be on the sidelines. Jesse Temple of The Athletic jumps in next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder
with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
The hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, and it's time to treat myself for all of my hard work. So, of course, I went to Kohl's. And boy, I'm glad I did, because it's their biggest clearance event of the season. I saved 70% on a cute pair of jeans, a cozy sweater, and some comfy PJs. Yep, going to Kohl's was just what I needed. Now to get back in the holiday spirit for New Year's. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Say it with me. The Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Well, the sun popped out here at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. As I've mentioned a couple of times, expected high around 70 degrees today. Not much in the way of a breeze. Weather conditions should be good. They played an NFL game on this field yesterday. Well, at least one team did. The New Orleans Saints were here. Tampa Bay apparently didn't show up. They got beat on their home field with a playoff spot in the balance. Nonetheless, the field conditions may be a little choppy in certain places on the field because they played here yesterday, but all in all, it looks pretty good. Time to check in with the Athletics, Jesse Temple, who joins us in booth. And Jesse, this is a little bit of a role reversal. A lot of people might have expected that LSU would be the team that had more turnover into this game with players opting into the NFL or transfer portal, but it is Wisconsin that has more players who have opted out for various reasons in this matchup, which is a little unusual.
This is a much different Wisconsin team from the one we last saw in the regular season finale against Minnesota. There are nine players from the season ending two deep who are no longer with the program. Yeah. Three of those guys off to pursue the NFL. Jason Maitre, the team's top slot corner, Tanner Bordellini, the center, and Braylon Allen, a running back, and the other six entered the portal. But this is one of those games that gives young guys an opportunity. You hear that a lot during bowl prep, but we're really going to have a chance to see some guys, and this could be the type of game that can help build the foundation of the future under Luke Fickell.
Is it too easy to say that the biggest impact for Wisconsin is in the running game?
It is not too easy to say that. You don't have Braylon Allen. Obviously, Ches Malusi is still recovering from his injury, and right now you've got a situation where Jackson Aker is your top tailback. You've got Cade Iacomelli, and we've seen those guys in limited roles, but I don't know what we're going to see out of the running game today, and that's where I think Tanner Mordecai has to take a big step in a game like this. We'll see.
The most distinct advantage, if you want to call it that, for Wisconsin is that their leader, Tanner Mordecai, is here and he's playing today, and that's a game changer. We'll get to Jaden Daniels on the other sideline. But Mordecai's valued in the one-year value system. That's odd how valuable he is to what this program is right now.
It's interesting to me because if you simply look at the stat line, you would say, well, it hasn't been a particularly successful year, right, or he hasn't done enough. He's only thrown 6 touchdown passes this season. And yet, you see how valuable his leadership is. His running ability is something that is unique to this program at that position, and particularly with the guys that they have in that room. And he, to me, will be the difference in this game if Wisconsin is to have a shot.
Jesse, 2 quarterbacks that aren't with the program today that will be very soon are both here today. In Van Dyke, who transferred in from Miami, and Mabry Matoyer, the freshman recruit out of Texas. They're both here today, which is really interesting to watch how that dynamic, because obviously we know there's a change at quarterback.
Yeah, and there are a couple guys who are transfers who were able to practice with the team. John Pies and Leon Lowry, a couple outside linebackers. So it's a whole different world, but obviously this is an opportunity for those two guys to try to understand this program better, get to know these guys. Tyler Van Dyke is coming in to fill the same role that Tanner Mordecai did this season. He's got 1 year and maybe retire, potentially the future at quarterback, but a lot to sort out there. I know that this staff likes the quarterbacks that they have coming in.
This matchup today, LSU averages 46 points per game. They hang half a hundred most of the times when they're on the field. It is a distinct challenge to Wisconsin's defense. That being said, much of their offense came through Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy Award winner. He's not there. Garrett Nussmeier is the quarterback.
Right. Jaden Daniels is the best player in college football. Yeah. That's why he won the Heisman. He accounted for 50 touchdowns, and that's why the numbers are as high as they are. So it's a different offense with Garrett Nussmeier. Having said that, I am a little bit surprised, as you said at the outset, Mike, that LSU didn't have more players opt out of this bowl game. Now, I don't know how much we're going to see them. Malik Nabers comes to mind, a tremendous wide receiver who's a projected top 10 pick in the NFL draft. He is shy of the program's all-time receiving yards record. He might be able to get that in one drive, and then we don't see him again. But they still got him, Brian Thomas Jr., who's got 15 touchdown catches. They've got their top 2 running backs here. So this is still a very talented LSU offense.
Jesse, one of the big storylines about Wisconsin football will be what tomorrow looks like.
Yes.
I know that today we're focused in on the game, but there is a transfer portal window that will close, and how different this program looks over the next 24 to 48 hours from a personnel standpoint is something I think that you're focused in on from your coverage.
I certainly am, and I don't know how many guys will enter. Obviously, at the end of this game, they will have a very small window to make that decision. They know they've had time to think about it, but I think it's a really difficult situation. Wisconsin has over-recruited at some of these positions and going into the transfer portal, but if you leave now, you're in a spot where the semester starts at a lot of these schools in a couple of weeks, and are you going to be able to find a place, or do you want to stick it out and see what spring ball looks like, because there is a second transfer portal window after the spring. To me, I feel like the guys who wanted to leave have left. Having said that, there have been some developments of late in the portal that may give you an indication that you're not going to be a part of the rotation moving forward. So there could potentially be some movement between the end of this game and midnight tomorrow.
Jesse, the head coach, Luke Fickell, and college coaches around the country, including Kirby Smart after Georgia's blowout win over Florida State, have talked at length about that this is unsustainable, what we're doing in the bowl games and the transfer portal. I don't know that anybody has an easy answer to it, but it is certainly part of the thread that weaves its way through this bowl season, is how you cannot continue to do it this way.
This is something that LSU coach Brian Kelly mentioned during his joint press conference with Luke Fickell as well. I don't know what the answer is, but very clearly there's way too much happening in the month of December. You have to re-recruit your own players. You've got guys leaving for the transfer portal. You've got guys trying to make NFL draft decisions. You've got transfer guys you're trying to get and bring in. You're signing your recruiting class for the next year. And oh, by the way, if you're a good team, you are playing in a bowl game. It's an awful lot to cram into the month of December.
Jesse, before we play this game, Wisconsin's record is 7-5. Most people would say, if you look back at August, 7-5 would be a failure on the field. What's been the view from your seat as to the first year of Luke Fickell in this program?
it's hard not to consider it a disappointment when you think about how high the offseason expectations were. Now, look, maybe some of that is on us because there's so much new. Luke Fickell's coming in. He's got this staff. They're bringing all these transfer portal players in. And once the season began, you realize, oh, this might take a little bit longer than everybody anticipated. That's not to say that they can't experience tremendous highs and a lot of success under Fickell. I think it's just going to take a little bit longer. But I did not anticipate a 7-5 season for sure.
And in the grand scheme of things, the college football landscape, which we've already talked about, has changed for Big Ten schools, changes dramatically after the games of today, because next year it's an expanded league, no divisions. You bring in the four West Coast teams, and everything looks different when they kick off the season that next year includes Alabama, USC, and Penn State.
And Oregon's in there as well. It's a really challenging schedule, but if you look at the big picture, you're in a spot where you don't necessarily have to win a Big Ten championship to get where you want to go, which is the college football playoff. On the other hand, the league is going to be as hard as this has ever been, and you're going to have to beat some really good teams just to give yourself an opportunity.
Jesse Temple, I wish you a happy new year. Thanks for all the time you've spent with us. Appreciate your input.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's been fun.
We're going to visit with Patrick Herb. He is on the sidelines. We'll talk with Patrick in a couple of minutes as we continue. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Latsamott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Latsamott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Latsamott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
One of the best things about the holidays is the food. Giving it, getting it, and best of all, eating it. That's what makes using your gift boxes such a great idea. Easy to buy, easy to send, fun to receive, and delicious to eat. Now, with all the time you've saved shopping, how about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Schachmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their incomparable Copenhagen Kringle. This delicious Kringle has a wonderfully smooth almond and custard filling, which is made even better with O&H's creamy icing, sprinkled with toasted almond slivers. You definitely don't want to miss it. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
From Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, we're getting all set for the ReliaQuest Bowl, Wisconsin against number 13, LSU. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Monza Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. The Badgers meet an SEC opponent in a bowl game for the first time since Barry Alvarez coached in the Outback Bowl win in this stadium over Auburn in 2015. UW's meeting with LSU will be the program's 11th bowl game with an SEC opponent. Patrick Herb will be on the sidelines throughout the game today. Let's start with field conditions. They played an NFL game on this turf yesterday. It's a natural grass field. Any impact?
I'm impressed, actually, with how well that they've been able to maintain this. I thought it might be pretty ragged and chewed up, and I'm kind of walking it now, and it looks decent, and that I'm surprised, to be honest. So I think Wisconsin lucked out in a couple factors, right? We haven't had much rain here in the last few days. They also didn't flex last night's game to a night game. That was in play as of about a week ago, that they might make that Tampa Bay-New Orleans game into a night game, and that would have made things a lot more challenging. One, from turning the field around, but also logistically from the locker room, et cetera. So our folks couldn't get into the locker room until 7 hours after kickoff. So if they would have kicked that game at 8 o'clock at night, you do the math, they're working through the night, setting things up. Instead, they got to come over here kind of early evening, get their work done, get home in time to ring in the new year, I guess, as it were. But the field conditions look good. It's only the second game this season that Wisconsin has played on natural grass. The other one was at Purdue. We know Wisconsin won that one. Last year's bowl game was also on grass. That was a rough surface in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. That one didn't hold up well. I'm thinking that this one's going to hold up better.
Patrick, this has been kind of a home away from home, Central Florida, Tampa, Orlando for Wisconsin in bowl games. You were just at a Badger pep rally. What has the fan support been here like?
A lot more red than purple. We'll start there. Yeah. I think Wisconsin always travels well. Wisconsin has a ton of living alumni in this area. My parents, for example, are now live in Fort Myers, so Florida, so they drove up 2 hours for it. And so there's been a good mix of red in this town as we've been here. And also, you know, Badger fans don't need a whole lot of excuse to come to Florida in December and escape although it's been nice winter in Wisconsin, but it's a little bit nicer here.
Yes.
And today's going to be downright hot. When that sun pops out like it did just a few minutes ago, it's a steamy environment, to be honest. And so I'm not sure who that plays favorites to necessarily, but it's kind of welcome, if you ask me. It's a sunscreen day, that's for sure.
Patrick, there's something at play here today, as there is in all bowl games. It's a give-a-blank factor that weighs in. You never know what it's going to be until you start the game. How do you see that? What do you notice?
Yeah, you're right about it. We've seen it in other bowl games this year already, that sometimes the favorites just get pounded because they don't show up. And for whatever reason, maybe it's their opt-outs, or maybe it's they don't take it as seriously as the other team. And Wisconsin's won 8 of the last 9 bowl games. And I think a big reason for that is that give-a-blank attitude that they have. They want to be here. This game means something. And traditionally, it has for Wisconsin. And I'm not trying to say that LSU doesn't want to be here, but I don't know that. I'm not around their team. Wisconsin appreciates bowl games. They look at it as a reward. The way the Badgers ended the season with winning the last 2 games on an upswing, if you remember, 2 weeks to go in the season, nobody was sure if this team would make a bowl game at all. So let alone to make a bowl game, be playing on January 1st, that's significant. And we've heard Coach Fickell say it multiple times over the last few weeks that he's a traditionalist. We heard it. Him talk about it when there were rivalry games, but we hear it when he talks about playing in a January 1st game. It means something to him. And I know also sending out the seniors means something to him too, and I think it does to this team as well. So I'm hoping that from an attitude and an effort standpoint, Wisconsin's going to answer the call. Now, can they keep up on the field?
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the game on paper, quote unquote, I don't know that. But I'm hopeful that Wisconsin has that we want to be here, we want to play hard attitude.
Very good. Patrick, Happy New Year to you and your family, and we'll look forward to the broadcast today. Patrick is on the sidelines. Matt LePain, Mark Tauscher in the booth. I'll yield, let Matt take over in just a moment. It is Wisconsin, the number 13 LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl kickoff just over an hour from now. From Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, you're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McGloy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are. The only beef certified for flavor. Shop your local Piggly Wiggly for certified Angus beef ground beef, burgers, steaks, and roasts. For over 30 years, Piggly Wiggly has been offering the best beef, certified Angus beef. Build the best game time.